Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 MHz. 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club, and the repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, serving Bergen County, Passaic County, northern New Jersey, the lower Hudson Valley, and southwestern Connecticut. All stations are welcome to join this net. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio. It's about having a conversation about the natural arts and sciences underlying our hobby, if you will, what we do with our hobby, and of course an opportunity to for sale, swap, or wanted items. This net is conducted on this repeater. The repeater uses a PL of 151.4, and as an offset of minus 600 kilohertz. And of course, it's available via Echolink at Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta dash Lima, courtesy of Bob to do a setting that up. So we appreciate that, Bob. Alrighty, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and comment.
Okay, Bob, I got you registering a comment. Good evening to you. Alrighty, how about any other whiskeys? Alrighty, let's go to the Novembers. Any November stations? Okay, nothing heard. How about the Kilo stations? I guess we are Kilo-less. All right, how about the Alpha stations?
K2BAR, this is AL0Y, Ali from Wayne, New Jersey. Good evening.
Okay, Ali, very good. Got you as well. Are there any other stations, any call signs for the TechNet? Alrighty, well, Bob, over to you. WA2IFC, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2IFC. I was kind of hoping that Allie would have checked in. I was going to ask if he got my email that I sent over there, so go.
Allie did check in.
Thanks, Gordon and Bob. Yeah, I did get your emails. Bob was sending a suggestion about the BTS station that I have right now and connected that to the Arden Mesh. That's another project that I'm still working on, interfacing the BTS to the mesh network. Probably the problem I have right now is actually when people connect to the BBS, I need to set up an interface where they can actually enter their cosign, so I can temporarily change the user cosign on the BBS to that cosign of whoever is connected, and kind of still trying to figure out how that's going to be done. But other than that, the packet system is actually working very well, using the FlexNet protocols. Not so much traffic, but it's there. AL0Y, back to net.
Okay, A0LY, did I get that right? I figured that one thing you probably might want to do is instead of having each and every user download the list of articles, numbers and titles, that you could do it late at night once and then store it in your local computer memory so that people could see that without having to do it each and every time that somebody logs in. And I figured that like when somebody logs in with their call sign, that would tell you who it is, and then you could then change the call ID on the TNC. Anyway, back to net.
So I'm a little confused. You're proposing that there's some sort of dynamic adjustment of some parameters so as to reflect who's connected to the, to Ali's BBS?
Well, the what Ali is talking about, and that when a mesh user logs onto his system and wants to use the TNC, that the TNC caller ID gets changed to the user ID, so that then the packet bulletin board over the radio thinks it's a that the TNC is owned by that particular user, not the Ali. I don't know if that's any clearer. Over.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Okay, I got you. Ali, you want to make a comment?
Well, sure. Okay. Let me explain a little bit. Right now, I have the core of the system itself, the networking node, I should say, for the BBS to connect to other BBS and do all the forward that's still going to be running with the AL0Y -1 call sign. However, when I personally connect, I'm going to be AL0Y, or when anybody else connects over RF or even TCP/IP, the system itself kind of gets their call sign, and they become a user for the node, and if they connect to another node through my node, their call sign is the one that's actually shown as the one being sent over. What I'm trying to do is for the mesh is try to build a web interface, and let me drop. So the web interface supposedly is going to ask the user first what their call sign is, and then it's going to try to change the underlying user that's actually feeding the web interface to become their call sign. So if they connect to another node, or if they're reading their own personal messages that's addressed to them, then they can read it. Right now, I have a TCP/IP user that pretty much can read only, but if I'm going to be sending traffic through the BBS, I need that web interface to actually be able to change its own call sign. I hope I made it clear. AL0Y.
Yeah, you basically have to have the box take over the identity of the originator of the message so that you can get an ID properly in the message, and I get it. Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, and I guess you worked out a way to do that, yes?
Negative on the last part. That's still being developed. And to be honest, the software that I'm actually trying to speak to is kind of both vintage. It was written back in 1990s, and it's DOS. It's based on DOS, MS-DOS, and it's not the easiest to operate with, but I'm trying to interface it though. So we'll see how that goes. I'm actually running the networking software on the Linux, and the BBS itself is actually a DOS application, and I'm running DOS emulated on top of the Linux system, AL0Y.
That sounds pretty sweet. All right, so you're going to have to work that out. And talking, and you know, working through a DOS interface is just so much fun. Golly gee. All right, well, what else do we have, gentlemen? Bob first.
Okay, AL0Y, like, is your system going to actually be a full-blown packet BBS that we would connect to, or are you just going to set up a TNC and a radio through your computer that basically will make us look like that our shack is at your location. Over.
All right. Okay, I'll tell you first what I have right now, and then I'll tell you what I'm heading for, hopefully. What I have right now is a computer running two TNCs. One of them is on a 220 band that's actually linking to some other nodes, and a user frequency on the other TNC that's on the 2 meter band. Both connected to my nodes, and pretty much people can use any of these frequencies to connect to my system. However, the 220 is mainly for backbone to other TNCs. Also, there is a network underlying on the internet, actually using the AmperNet, the 44 IP address between a lot of TNCs in the East Coast. I just happen to be just one of them. Thanks to Brian N1URO, he's actually running that network, and he's doing most of the networking software for that. So I have a TCP/IP interface, and I have two TNCs interface as well. That's what I have right now. Lift it up.
Okay. AL0YWA2IC. Yeah, that sounds like a more advanced setup than I had pictured. So looks like you're going to be actually having a full blown BBS. The way I remember them back 20-something years ago. Anyway, back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, progress will happen over time. Ollie, I don't know if you noticed this, but my home M9 rocket seems to be, it seems to be up, but it's not, its OLSR isn't working. It's fallen off the net. I can talk to it directly, but for whatever reason, I can get a partial home screen on it, but nothing beyond the chiclet selection, nothing below that, and when I click on any of them, it spins, but it doesn't actually go and bring me anywhere. So I'm feeling that note is somehow sparkled. I'm going to have to get on that when I get home. Find out why the M9's not working, because that's the one with the mesh chat on it. Ah, dear me, dear me, dear me. All right. Everything's been very reliable. Every time I've picked up my mobile node for the last week or two, it just clicked. I mean, it just, everything's working just fine. I've got a link to you. I don't know. I think I have a link to Randy, too. And so that's all good and such. So anyway, boys, if you have nothing more, I'm going to take the pretty girl, get some food with her, and then we're going to call it square and head back home from Sussex County. So anything more from you guys or anybody else for the net?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Real quick, Gordon, I just have one quick question about the EPRS that we're gonna book. You stay around for a minute?
Okay, Ali, go right ahead.
Alright, besides the regular beacon that we give out, both on the internet side and the IRS side, we can also add objects to the internet itself with custom location, custom call sign, and any comments. Do you think we should add the two NJ2BC repeaters as objects as well to show in the IRS internet site?
You're asking me what kind of objects we might want to add? Is that what you're asking?
Negative. I was asking if you would want the two NJ2BC repeaters to be added as objects on the APRS map.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that would make a really good sense. Besides besides the machine itself, what are we, what else would you propose?
All right, so what I'm proposing is, right now we are, if you go to AVRS-5 and you look up that area, you will only see the AVR, the distributor I-gate as the only object there. What I'm actually suggesting is adding NJ2BC as another beacon or another object. It doesn't consider that as a beacon. Just considered as an object that you drop, like you drop a pin on a map and just say, okay, that's a DMR repeater, that's a 2 meter repeater, and here are the frequencies, like a frequency object. It just shows on the map as, okay, we have repeaters there. These are not going to be like outputted on the RF side though. It's only going to be on the AVRS map.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Why don't you make a list of the entries that you're considering and go from there. I'm wondering if we can also do something like include a URL in the reference to, let's say, the DMR repeater and, you know, to a list of, you know, a URL that'll punch up a list of its talk groups and time slots and frequency and stuff like that. I think that would be a really good idea to have, if possible. Over.
It's definitely possible if we have that website. If you already have a link, shoot it to me. I'll add it. I'll make it short to link anyway, and then we can add it as a comment after the frequencies.
Yeah, I think that's a real good idea, Ali. So on the Bronx Turbo site, there's a long laundry list of all the different repeaters and the talk groups and time slots. What we should probably do is just take the NJ2BC one, extract that little piece, create a URL somewhere on a server. It could be on the mesh server, it could be on your internet server, I don't care where you put it. Or where it's referenced, as long as it has the information. Maybe the same public server that you have that APRS resource map that we used for the marathon, maybe we put it on the same site as that, over.
Roger that. Sounds like a plan. That's fine by me.
Again, it keeps it simple, and I think would meet our needs. Not a lot of data, and it doesn't change. It doesn't much. It doesn't require a lot of administration. There are a couple other talk groups that are on there than the ones they originally published on the Bronx Turbo site, but we'll figure those out. I'll see if I can figure out where I have them, and maybe I can give them to you. Anyway, anything else?
Negative, Gordon, that is it. And I showed you an email earlier when you got the time. But thank you. AL0Y, back to you.
Alrighty, very good. Well, we are here, and here involves some warm soup for my wife who's been outside for the last 3.5 hours. Since 3. I lied. 3 hours, not 3.5. Anyway, 73 gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and we'll have to just set up a date to do that upgrade in the field, and away we go. So I want to thank everyone for participating in this week's Baronet. Hopefully, folks will be attending the Baron dinner on Sunday night. If you don't have a reservation, you can let me know, and I can let you know how to do that. It's probably not too late to get it done if you're interested. It is Sunday night. It does start at 5 o'clock promptly. Early attendance is always welcome. Nancy and I will be there. So 73 all, and have a good one. This is W2TGTK2BAR, signing clear, 73.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT, disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UBS.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Good morning, NZ2K.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UBS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UBS repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Looking around at the office for it, I didn't see it, so...